This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on March 10th. At that time, I told you, take a look at this company. They were trading at 11 cents there. Now they've been trading anywhere from 15 and a half to 17, even 20 cents. They got up as high as today. We're talking about no other than Bullfrog Gold Corp. They're actually about 120 miles northwest of Las Vegas. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. And also you can find them on the CSE, the Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol BFG. And with us today is the CEO and president and director of the company, Mr. David Beilin. David, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Everett.
You know, what has occurred since our last interview in March? I've seen that you guys have put out a ton of news since March all the way up till June. Please bring us up to speed.
In January, we had raised 2 million Canadian, it was about 1.4 million U.S. And as soon as we got those funds in, we started immediately making final arrangements to do a drill program. And we assembled and mobilized contractors and personnel and so forth, and in fact started drilling on May 31st in spite of coronavirus. And on June 6th, we completed 25 drill holes. Several of those holes I've announced in press releases over the past several weeks. The results of those holes, I still have another half a dozen or so holes that I don't have the analyses on. They should be forthcoming in the next, well, I would say definitely within the next 2 weeks. But we've had very good results on this. In fact, we drilled two holes in the bottom of the Montgomery Shoshone pit. And from 0 to 65, 75 feet, we had mineralized material above cutoff grade. So that means we can further deepen that pit. We still have three more holes that I don't have the data on in that pit. But as soon as I get those, I think we'll be able to fully define the limits of those pits, as well as in the Bullfrog area, where all of our focus has been on an adjacent mineral structure. It's adjacent to the main Bullfrog deposit. It's called the Mystery Hill area, and it only had a handful of holes in it, and the spacings up until we did our drilling were so wide-spaced that would barely even show up in an inferred category. So we've put in about 15, 16 holes in that area, and now we'll be able to fully define the expansion of the Bullfrog pit to the northeast in this Mystery Hill area. And gosh, in that area, we had one interval. It was 360 feet long at 0.41. We also had 25 feet of 3 grams, a little over 3 grams. We had another intercept 300 feet of 0.33. And although those grades are on the lower side, bear in mind, we did metallurgical test work, column leach test work in the Mystery Hill area on a bulk sample that only graded 0.34 grams per ton, and we got a 91% recovery using fine crushing with equipment called high-pressure grinding rolls. So that's a remarkable recovery on very low-grade material. So what was not economic when Barrick terminated the project in 1999, in today's economy, of course, gold is nearly $1,800 an ounce. You've got higher recoveries. So everything is going our way, and we're quite pleased with what we've accomplished with this program.
You know, June 30th, you guys put out a press release saying that you were going to do 9 more holes. That being said, are you doing just essays on these, or are you actually doing a 43-101? If you would, explain the difference to my listeners.
No, these drill samples that we collect, we send them to Reno to a commercial lab and get the gold and silver assays. We're not doing anything on a 43-101. We did a 43-101 resource estimate in August of 2017, but nothing has changed then since until we got these additional holes. So once we have all the analyses done on that, then we can do the next step on study-wise would be a preliminary economic analysis. And what that would entail is that with the additional drilling, we can fully define the Bullfrog and Montgomery Shoshone pits, and then we can optimize those pit plans. In fact, what you do is you run several scenarios, 50 or 100 of them, and then run financial models because we'll have capital and operating cost estimates. And whichever scenario gives you the best financial performance, then that's what you'll select. And that's what the optimization process is. And then thereafter, I mean, with additional drilling, then you can enter in feasibility studies, which would be the following year in 2021, as you progress toward adding value to the project and preparing it for production. But not only do we have the development of the existing pits that are already in, the ramps are in, the pit walls are stable, there's many attributes. Concurrently, we're also pursuing drilling out exploration targets because we want to find out how much more ounces can be added to these development projects that we have. So that's what our concurrent plans are, and that's what our focus is.
Yeah, just our plans 12 months out. Where do we go from here?
All right, well, as I mentioned, as soon as we get all these assays in, we're going to study that. We'll start designing and laying out the next drill program. We have some environmental permitting to do in that regard. And in the case of doing another program, we will be seeking out funding later on this year, early next year. And as I mentioned, then we would be pursuing a preliminary economic analysis, more drilling. I've already established the metallurgical characteristics and recoveries of the Montgomery Shoshone and Bullfrog ores, as well as Mystery Hill. But then I want to do more testing to have higher confidence in the results of that, because that's a very high recovery. I mean, of the four bulk samples that we took, we averaged 85% gold recovery on a very, very fine leach feed. And this deposit, or all of these deposits in the Bullfrog area, are highly amenable to very fine crushing. There just isn't much clay in there, and they don't generate a lot of fines in the size reduction process. So you've got very good results on metallurgy. We're picking up strong intervals that will add to the resources in both of these pits. We just need to get the assays on the balance of these holes and then run these estimates, and that will start advancing this thing quite well.
Real quick, we got about a minute left. Your market cap's at $23.5 million. Why should investors take a look at Bullfrog right now?
Well, the bottom line is you look at several peer companies and corporate transactions over the past year or two, and a lot of these companies are heap leach gold-driven companies that had values of near $100 an ounce of measured and indicated gold in the ground. And we're trading at less than half of that. So there is the opportunity for advancing this. And our plans are to continue to add value and have the market recognize what our valuation is. And that's what our goal is to get up to a market cap per ounce that's comparable to our companies.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on a ground floor of a base material gold company, look no further than Bullfrog Gold Corp. I still think it's still undervalued here at 16 cents a share. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BFGC. Also, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol BFG. David, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on 40 or 50 days from now and give us an update.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.